so we got another day, another opportunity, another item or two or three or four or five or six to discuss. Actually, there are three or four things that are going on in the world today, the world of conversation, that are pretty important. It appears that we still have the situation in Syria to deal with, and that may be, I guess, with us for a while. The UN Security Council meeting to discuss Syria. And so where is all of this as it reflects or connects to the United States? It has been determined that the Syrian government did carry out a chemical weapons attack. President Obama says there needs to be international consequences. The question that's coming from some people, and it's a good one, does the president have the constitutional authority to initiate a military strike against Syria without any congressional approval? Your thoughts at 888-302-3684. We'll have a continuing coverage of what we've been able to glean from people that are listening to us, and they want to comment on our Facebook site, which is facebook.com/Good Day Show, and also Twitter at Good Day Show, and email to Doug at DougStefan.com, and all of that stuff put together usually assures us that we're going to get a good variety of points of view, which is what's important for a good discussion. No decision has been made, or at least not any information has been announced about what the consequences ought to be. Senator McCain says only a tough response will be effective. He's calling for an all-out assault, including taking out Assad's air assets, cratering his runways, and getting weapons to the right people so they can reverse the situation. So who are the right people? Who decides who the right people are? That's the question. The president says U.S. action would send Assad a strong signal. A strong signal. What do you think the signal ought to be? Others argue that getting involved could lead to another endless war that would be turned over to the next administration. On and on it goes. Good for business. Good for the military-industrial complex. Yep. Good for the oil business in terms of price. Not good for you when it comes to what you pay at the pump. So let's get sort of a sampling of opinions, which is, as you know, what I really want to do, and we'll take some calls as well at 888-302-3684. I don't want to spend the whole hour on this, but we'll dig around. For example, on the PBS NewsHour last night, Judy Woodruff talked to the president about the possibility of these strikes being imminent in Syria.
Mr. President, you've just come from making a speech at celebrating a nonviolent event, the March on Washington, Martin Luther King speech 50 years ago. We want to ask you about a place where there's been too much violence, Syria. How close are you to authorizing a military strike, and can you assure the American people that by doing so, given Iraq and Afghanistan, that the United States will not get bogged down in yet another war halfway around the world?
Well, first of all, I have not made a decision. I have gotten options from our military. I had extensive discussions with my national security team. And so let me talk about what's at stake here. I think we all understand terrible things have been happening in Syria for quite some time, that the Assad regime there has been killing its own people by the tens of thousands, that there are sectarian arguments that have spilled over into bloodshed. And have escalated over the last couple of years. And although what's happened there is tragic, and although I have called for Assad to leave and make sure that we've got a transitional government that could be inclusive in Syria, what I've also concluded is that direct military engagement, involvement in the civil war in Syria would not help the situation on the ground. And so we've been very restrained, although diplomatically, we've been very active. We've been providing a lot of humanitarian aid to people who've been displaced by the war. But what I also said was that if the Assad regime used chemical weapons on his own people, that that would change some of our calculations. And the reason has to do with not only international norms, but also America's core self-interests. We've got a situation in which you've got a well-established international norm against the use of chemical weapons. Syria has one of the largest stockpiles in the world of chemical weapons. This is a volatile country in a very volatile region. We've got allies bordering Syria. Turkey is a NATO ally. Jordan, a close friend that we work with a lot. Israel is very close by. We've got bases throughout the region. We cannot see a breach of the non-proliferation norm that allows potentially chemical weapons to fall into the hands of all kinds of folks. So what I've said is that we have not yet made a decision, but the international norm against the use of chemical weapons needs to be kept in place, and nobody disputes, or hardly anybody disputes, that chemical weapons were used on a large scale in Syria against civilian populations. We have looked at all the evidence, and we do not believe the opposition possessed nuclear weapons of that, or chemical weapons of that sort. We do not believe that, given the delivery systems using rockets, that the opposition could have carried out these attacks. We have concluded that the Syrian government, in fact, carried these out. And if that's so, then there need to be international consequences. So we are consulting with our allies. We're consulting with the international community. And, you know, I have no interest in any kind of open-ended conflict in Syria. But we do have to make sure that when countries break international norms on weapons like chemical weapons that could threaten us, that they are held accountable.
All right. So there's the president. You buying it or not? Those of you who don't like him probably aren't liking it. If you do like him, you think it's great. I'm not going to throw anything against the wall to see if it sticks. You tell me what you think at 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. Syria is in our focus. We'll listen to Senator Rand Paul talking about this before we take some of your calls as we continue here on our Thursday morning get-together. It's the 29th of August on Good Day.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, a Vegemite. How does an additional 50% off all Promark drumsticks sound? Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Or how about this, $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $3.99. Playing it will make your soul swell like an angry ocean, and your spirit soar like the hunting falcon of an ancient Incan warrior king. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Labor Day Savings 3-Day Sale, Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
If you're like most people, you suffer from occasional gas problems.
My gas problem got so bad, I had to cancel a father-son camping trip. That's when I took action. I joined the Shop Your Way program at Kmart.
Kmart Shop Your Way members get a coupon for 30 cents off per gallon of gas when they spend $50 or more at Kmart. Not a Shop Your Way member? Sign up today. It's free, and you'll get 30 cents off per gallon of gas.
Participating stores only. Void where prohibited by law. Maximum gallon purchase limits apply. Offer and member details at kmart.com/earngasforless.
Football season is here at last, and Walmart has low prices on everything you need for the perfect game time party, like TGIF Honey Barbecue Chicken Bites, Wishbone Italian Dressing, great for marinating chicken, delicious Red Baron Classic Crust Pizzas, and more. Not to mention Walmart's low price guarantee backed by AdMatch. So keep score of your savings and keep your party going strong all season long. Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for detail.
The discussion as we get started this hour of the Good Day program has to do with Syria, the UN Security Council gathering for a meeting to discuss the situation. Five countries with permanent seats on the council are China, France, Russia, Britain, and the U.S. And they all discussed a resolution that had been drafted by the Brits that would condemn the use of chemical weapons, authorize necessary measures to protect Syrian civilians. Russia and China are against military intervention. They've warned the U.S. not to bypass the U.N. and carry out strikes there. A senior U.S. official says that we are past the point of no return. Airstrikes are expected to punish the Syrian regime for using the chemical weapons. Pentagon officials said Navy destroyers plus a couple of submarines and two American submarines and one British submarine are in a position to launch these missiles once the order is given. So here, let's listen in on a conversation, one of the programs that Ken Kessler monitors, hosted by Chris Stegall. Here he has Senator Rand Paul on to talk about what Paul believes needs to be done over in Syria.
What I don't understand from the Obama administration, Senator, is this Assad guy's a horrible guy. He's gassing people. We can't let it stand. They're a danger to the United States. This is largely the same bunch that didn't see that as warranted when we talked about the Kurdish people being gassed by Hussein. That wasn't of necessarily a huge exception to them then. But what do you do? Okay, so they've decided we're going to go in there, but we don't want to take him out. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, you know, what I've heard privately from the Obama administration is that their goal is stalemate. And I've told them publicly, I'm not sending my son, your son, or anybody else's son or daughter to fight for stalemate. That's not a clear national security objective. It's not a clear objective for any country, and it's not what America stands for. We don't go to fight for stalemate. So we either decide that we're all in, that we think that Syria somehow threatens the United States, or we decide they don't. My question is also how you go to war. I don't think the president gets to make this decision. Our Constitution was very clear when it divided up the power and said that the power to declare war was the legislature's. The other thing is if you do decide you want to go to war in Syria, there are two ironies you'll have to overcome. One, you'll be funneling money and weapons to Islamic rebels who may well be killing Christians because most of the Christians are on the other side of this war. The other irony you'll have to overcome is we will now be allies with Al-Qaeda. You've got two factions fighting each other, neither one of which we're real excited about that they will become our great allies. So I just don't know how we get involved in this with a clear conscience.
And the outcome is a positive one for us. Maybe even makes things worse, as we saw in Egypt, no?
Well, you don't know. And the thing is that Assad is a bad actor. However, Assad has somewhat stayed within his boundaries over the last years, hasn't attacked another country. And as much of a horrible authoritarian and lack of civil rights and civil liberties and human liberties in Syria, it's about like the rest of the Middle East. You know, other than Israel, there's no real bastion of any kind of freedom or democracy over there.
888-302-3684, as the Doug Steffen Good Day program contemplates what we ought to be doing and thinking and what ought to be happening in Syria. Calls from you coming up next year on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo, And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Song that was number one during this week in 1991 by a group called the Scorpions, and it seems appropriate to play as the winds are changing in Syria, the winds of change from Washington, from London, from Moscow, from Beijing, the seats of government for the members of the Security Council, five members in a meeting of the group yesterday morning, discussing the draft council resolution that would authorize all necessary measures to protect the Syrian public from the Assad government. The Russians have a different idea along with the Chinese, but that's to be expected. So what do you think? 888-302-3684. Here's Shirley in Alabama listening to Good Day.
You have the same people crying war, but they're not crying to keep the democratic process in America. They're trying to spread it abroad. Leave Syria alone. Assad is killing his own people. He has not brought anybody over here to kill us. But our American Congress is killing, and our American governors are killing people right here in the United States. Let's fix home before we try to spread the democratic process abroad, which they're not keeping up with.
Democratic process brings about this result. There are a lot of people scratching their heads when they think of that concept. Here's Rodney listening in Indiana. He wants to know why there's always money for war, but how come we can't spend money to fix things here in America? What a great question.
I think we ought to stay out of Syria, any place in the Far East. It seems like we soon forgot about Iraq with the weapons of mass destruction that wasn't there. This is just another farce that they want to line the pockets of the people that build these weapons here in the United States that lobbied the Congress. It seems like that if we can afford to build millions of dollars worth of bombs, the bomb over there, how come we can't fund our education and fund our elderly with the wheels on meals? We want to take everything away from the Americans and give it all to the world monitors.
Now, that is a very good question, very astute. The situation on intelligence, by the way, has not come up with a direct connection between the people who control the chemical weapons in Syria and Assad. It appears that there are other people who may be in charge of that, which is a new wrinkle on the story. Rhonda's in Washington with some thoughts.
This is a ploy. It's a distraction with the U.S. government to keep the American people from taking a look at the problems going on in the United States, Obamacare. It is a distraction in its attempt to do a regime change and also to get over into Iran. We should not fight. We should not go into Syria.
888-302-3684. How about we listen to Kent, who's a listener in Maryland. Good day.
My sentiment says that we should probably stay out of Syria, but at this point, I don't think we have a lot of choice. I think President Obama has kind of boxed himself in here, and when the White House is saying that all options are on the table, I don't think that's true. I think the option to do nothing is now off the table because the president has gone out and talked about red lines and game changers and whatnot. So I think if we do nothing at this point, it will look very weak and it will just hurt our foreign policy all over the world for years to come. So unfortunately, I don't think we have a choice. Even though I would love to see us stay out.
To go into Syria. All right, enough time on that. Coming up, a conversation about the Martin Luther King 50th anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech, plus what happens to the Fort Hood shooter. That's up next here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. The legendary bluesman Buddy Guy played guitar with the early masters, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and Coco Taylor, to name but three. Just as those established stars took him under their wing, Buddy does the same for young players today. His latest discovery is the teenage guitarist Quinn Sullivan. Here's Buddy Guy.
Well, I was in his hometown, a near hometown in Massachusetts, from Bedford, Massachusetts. And he had a little, his dad brought him in by the hand, and he was seven then. And he had a little polka dot bandana, which I, got polka dot guitar shirts and things like that. And I said, can you play? He said, yes. And he ain't the first one I ever did that. And I called him up, man, and the first three or four licks he played, I said, well, let me show you how it's done. And I hit six or seven licks, and he matched me note for note and played four or five more on top of me. I said, wait a minute, I got to unplug this amp now, because I know that can't be you playing like that at 7 years old.
The only way I know what's real, hey, I go by feel.
And I unplugged the amp, and I said, I'm going to leave him alone, because that's him, And he played some stuff then. I told his parents, I said, the way he can play here at 7 years old, I want to take him out there and let the world, if I can show the world what a young man can do if you really want to do something. And they give me the okay, and I take him to Montreux last year. I had him at the Hollywood Bowl. If you haven't seen him, check him out.
Guitar legend Buddy Guy. His newest CD is called Rhythm and Blues. There's more online. Insight.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is a good day program. Not sure we've connected with Kenny or not. Michael, should we try using him on the phone? All right. Dude, Kenny, you can hear me, all right? Yes?
I think so.
You sound fine. Just because it doesn't sound like you're in the studio, it doesn't mean you don't have worthwhile things to say. There are all those little snitches and glitches that happen from time to time. You got to work around them, and that's fine. The essence of what's going on in Facebook or social media in general, I guess we ought to get your thoughts or the thoughts of our listeners on Syria before we move into what people are thinking or saying about the death penalty being given to Nidal Hassan. What do you have to say, or what are people saying about Syria as the same old? I mean, I haven't seen anything a whole lot different. Most everybody that I hear any place, including here, is basically for staying out. Let's see, I'm looking at some of the comments here in my mind, remembering what some of the callers said a few minutes ago. One, we should leave Syria alone. There's always money for war, but never money to fix things in America. I thought that was the most cogent comment of all, frankly, when we think about the last four or five people that called. So anyway, what are people saying with Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show?
On Facebook, John says, I love the attitude of some of my friends that claim to be Christian that have the attitude of let them butcher each other. We are all children of God. We are all brothers.
No argument for me on that one. Go ahead.
let's see. Joe says, like I always said, Iraq's weapons were sent to Syria. You don't just make things like that disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of coincidence here, and we wonder if we aren't fighting against the same weapons. Some of them are ours that we left in Iraq, and the Iranians are certainly trying to fuel this for their own reasons. The Russians, the Chinese, they're all over this thing. So it's sticky, unpleasant, unhealthy, and there's almost like a no-win here all the way around. Speaking of not winning, the shooter, former Major, we can refer to him that way, Major Nidal Hassan, was sentenced to death yesterday. Jury consisted of 13 retired military officers. They spent 2 hours deliberating. They dismissed Hassan from the army, stripped him of his military pay. Hassan, well, what's he going to need his pay for? He's going to be a ward of the state for however, who knows how long because of the appeals that are automatic. Convicted of 45 counts of premeditated murder and attempted premeditated murder. The extremist opened fire. We all know the story. I mean, every time I listen to these guys in the news, and I got to catch myself every once in a while when I'm talking about some of these things. How many times do we have to hear the same damn story repeated over and over and over again? We all know what he did. We all know he's guilty. And so now he goes to Fort Leavenworth. He'll be placed on death row, and the appeals will go on and on and on, which are automatic in law. And then you scratch yourself wondering, how in the world does this get to be so complicated? Straightforward, he killed all those people, so put him to death. End of story. He's a criminal. He's a cold-blooded murderer. 888-302-3684. What else is there, Kenny?
It gets to be a really sticky sort of thing because you have to be so careful to make sure that everybody who goes to court has their rights protected and that they follow all of the procedures to make sure that mistakes, little mistakes aren't made that could end up putting him back out on the street. I know it seems ridiculous because this one seems very obvious, but when you live in a country of laws, you're stuck with it, a situation like this.
Yeah. He wanted the death penalty anyway, I think, didn't he?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah. And then he could become some sort of martyr, although I noticed that somebody, the Army prosecutor, Colonel Michael Mulligan, said he is not now or will he ever be a martyr. Well, that's not for you to say, sir. You don't know what people who are thinking the same way he did are going to think and or say about him. So we may have this process. I mean, that was actually a foolish statement for that guy to make. He'll never be a martyr. Of course he'll be a martyr among some. He'll be dramatically placed in a position of being a martyr. What a foolish statement for somebody to make. It just shows the naivete sometimes of how we look upon things in certain sectors in our country. All right, so much for him. 888-302-3684. Thousands of people gathered on the National Mall yesterday in Washington to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, Dr. King's speech, I Have a Dream. There was a lot of, as you can imagine, hoop-de-doo, Oprah, Jamie Foxx, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, a lot of people speaking and addressing the crowd. Dr. King was the passionate voice that awakened the conscience of the nation, Oprah said. He challenged us to see how we all are more alike than we are different. And that, for sure, is, I think, Doug Steffen thinks that's one of his great contributions. So the events culminated, a speech by President Obama on the steps of Lincoln Memorial, same spot where King stood on August 28th, 1963. He said his words belong to the ages. Let's listen to this overview from talk host Bob Sullivan, referencing the march, the anniversary, and how, despite what some claim, racism doesn't really exist in America anymore. This is from Bob Sullivan.
People beat the drum that racism still exists. I don't understand. This is an offense that you and I didn't give against those living today who are not alive to be offended. Yet, you know, there's drum banging and chest beating going on. This is from our past. We were a-holes once upon a time against black America. Hell, we were a-holes against whales and against baby seals. Can we ever do enough to rectify that? Because if we can't, then what about the person of color casting judgment on a fat person? Or the person of color casting judgment on a smoker or a wheelchair-ridden person or a homeless person? How long do the reparations go on then? Are folks really not being hired because they're of color? Are folks really not being paid as much because of their color? I'm sure in a number of situations across this country that may happen. But it also may be happening because the guy's white, too. Who knows? Maybe it's because the white guy's stupid. You know, people cry racism so often for political purposes that it cries me crazy. You know, black America has become much more prominent in the Republican Party. By the way, last time I checked, Barack Obama won the presidency. We have a black president. Like him or not, Barack Obama's election was an historic moment. He turned out to be the Jackie Robinson of the American presidency. So, end of lesson. Racism is so overused. And since Barack Obama has been elected, the cries of racism, and this is not a Barack Obama smear campaign. I'm not talking about that. I just want to say, since this presidency, you would think that racism would probably not be front and center. But since his election, cries of racism become fast and furious. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous on its face. And again, racism is the belief that one race is superior to another. That's taught. That's developed as a cultural ideology. Prejudice is different. Prejudice prejudges a person based upon less than all the facts. Let me give you an example. Big white dude, beard, leather vest, sunglasses, smoking, tattoos, Harley. Is your first reaction pastor? Is your first reaction interpretive dancer? Is your first reaction gay male dancer? No. No, you're basing your judgment on, you're taking into account what he chooses to show the world, not what he can't help to show the world. Wearing those clothes, those tattoos, smoking those cigarettes is an expressive, I am a Hell's Angel guy. Now, he may be an accountant for, you know, Ernst & Young, but at the end of the day, you're going to have a very different reaction to a guy walking on the street in blue jeans and a polo shirt and a, you know, sweater wrapped around his neck, right? That's prejudice. That's not racism. Let's not cry racism at every corner.
All right. There's something to what he says, and then there's an exaggeration or two or three or four in there. His premise was flawed, in my opinion. That was Bob Sullivan. The essence of his saying there's no racism in America is nonsense. There's plenty of racism in America. It exists in large cities and small towns. It exists. Women don't like and men don't like blacks and others. There's just plenty of racism. Is there as much as there was 50 years ago? No, thank heavens. Is it more subtle? Yeah. Should it be the source of the kind of drum beating that took place yesterday? Eh. I'm not. This stuff never impresses me. Does it impress you, Kenny? Are you impressed by all of this? It becomes a media circus. That's all this is. Everybody knows that Martin Luther King delivered the I Have a Dream speech on August 28th, 1963. Every year on August 28th, we talk about it. We play as an excerpt. I'm surprised, Michael, you didn't pop in with I Have a Dream. And it was a great speech. Martin Luther King Jr. was a great American. He is known and in a positive way for bringing about the consciousness that needed to be brought in a time when black men couldn't take a leak with a white man in a latrine if you're in the service, that kind of stupid stuff. And that sort of thing still goes on. I mean, a white guy and a black guy can go into the toilet and take a leak together, but there are plenty of other things, plenty of circumstances you can find in our country where the educational opportunity is not the same. There's a lot of stuff, job opportunities, but it's more subtle. At any rate, I get bothered by the news media, and it's banging and clanging around. There are plenty of places. Do an examination of Boston. You tell me that Boston isn't racist. Give me a break. All right. I need a breather. Are we ready for a few kind words from a few friendly sponsors? And then let's talk about something that really annoys people, voter ID. All right. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Running. Back to school got you on the run. Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, a Dutchamite. How does an additional 50% off all Promark drumsticks sound? Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Or how about this? $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $3.99. Playing it will make your soul swell like an angry ocean, and your spirit soar like the hunting falcon of an ancient Incan warrior king. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. When planning a vacation, hidden fees can add up quickly. Be prepared and don't let these unexpected costs derail your vacation fund. Understanding these fees prior to travel will help you avoid surprises and be ready for additional charges on your credit card bill. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Knowing what type of fees to expect can help travelers avoid hidden costs when vacationing both domestically and internationally. Traveling with just a carry-on can alleviate hefty baggage fees at the airport, and an advance call to your hotel will prepare you for additional room taxes and fees. If travelers do get surprised with unexpected charges while on the road, a travel rewards program like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card allows customers to apply the points as a statement credit to eliminate those unplanned travel-related charges, including baggage fees.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all now, I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Labor Day Savings 3-Day Sale, Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
All right, the discussion of voter ID here on Good Day. Here are hosts Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall talking to legal analyst Andrew Cohen about the lawsuit against Texas over their voter ID law.
What has been the White House's response to a wave of voter ID laws among some states?
Well, we're getting the response, and one of the responses came in court last week in Texas, the Justice Department filing suit against Texas under what's left of the Voting Rights Act, arguing that a new voter ID law there is discriminatory both in its intent and its effect. Texas saying, no, no, this is a identification law that applies equally to white and minority citizens in the state who don't have appropriate identification. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, has been very outspoken about it, and the President has been too.
What message do you think the White House is really trying to send here?
I think the message from the Justice Department and the White House is that there is a new wave of laws that are impacting the right to vote. There has been a Supreme Court decision in the Shelby County case, the Alabama case, that restricted the Voting Rights Act. I think the White House is going to be pushing for a legislative fix to that Supreme Court ruling, to have Congress come in and fix the Voting Rights Act, as the U.S. Supreme Court suggested it could do, but also to confront what the White House considers to be these discriminatory measures in Texas and Florida and North Carolina and so forth. So, you know, we talked about voting rights in the 2012 election, those long lines and the early voting and all that stuff. It hasn't been resolved, and here we are a year later with, I think, political pressure coming to a boiling point, if you will.
Andrew, in your opinion, what should be required before someone can legally vote?
Yeah, I think that's the key question, right? And what the states that are implementing these laws are saying is that there should be more positive identification, that voting should be made a little bit more difficult. People who don't have photo IDs or government IDs should be required to get them. The folks who don't have them say, look, we've been voting properly and lawfully for decades with the identification we have, voter fraud, which is one of the problems that the folks who support these laws cite isn't really a factor. It's a minuscule part of the election process. So it shouldn't be harder to vote. With all the technology we have, we should make it easier to vote. And then that's the crux of the question. It's a question the U.S. Supreme Court hasn't answered, and it's a question Congress needs to look at if it's going to fix that Voting Rights Act.
Out.
Alabama. It's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo. Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi to our friends listening in Baton Rouge this morning. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The wife of George Zimmerman pled guilty yesterday to perjury. By taking the plea, Shelley Zimmerman avoided a felony charge. She was given 100 hours of community service, a year of probation, and will have to present a letter of apology to the judge that she lied to. In her letter to the judge, she wrote, quote, "By lying under oath, I let my God down, I let your honor and the court down, and most of all, I let myself down." She added that she promised never to forget that the truth will set you free. She was accused of lying about her finances and her husband, George Zimmerman's finances, during the bond hearing last year. She said that they barely had enough money. In fact, there was $200,000 in a defense fund that was put together when he was charged with the murder of Trayvon Martin. So, a lying sack of you-know-what turns it around. Speaking of that, there were a lot of protesters yesterday outside a courthouse in Montana where a judge defended his decision to order a high school teacher to spend 30 days in jail for having sex with a 14-year-old, and then the 14-year-old killed herself. The judge sentenced this teacher, Stacy Ramble, to 15 years in jail, then suspended all but 31 days of the term. This was an incident that went back to 2007. And so you got to wonder about justice. That's all I think about when I look at something like that. Speaking of justice, here's a report from talk radio host Tommy Tucker, who is here with Jonathan Baskins, the PR guy, about Paula Deen. And now people are wondering whether she can salvage her career after the dismissal of her court case.
U.S. District Court in Savannah, Florida, Friday formally dismissed the sexual harassment case with prejudice, meaning it can't be filed again, days after the judge threw out the racial discrimination portion of the lawsuit. The former employee, Lisa Jackson, released a statement about Paula Deen, saying that she assumed all of the complaints about the workplace environment were getting to Paula. But she learned during the matter that that was not the case. The Paula Deen I have known for more than 8 years is a woman of compassion and kindness and will never tolerate discrimination or racism of any kind toward anyone. I'm just laughing because this whole thing blew up. She lost all kind of sponsors, thrown off the Food Channel, and now the woman that made the charges is saying, I now know that the workplace environment issues that I raised are being reviewed and will in the future no longer be at issue. What do you make of this? Was this all about money? And could these two have worked out their differences if money had not been involved, if they'd have sat down over a cup of coffee and had a sincere conversation, and instead it blows up in the media and you're talking millions and millions of dollars here?
Well, it's sad because, you know, even though Paula gets vindicated on the legal front, she already got tried and convicted on the public relations front pretty early on in this process. And irrespective of what the plaintiff says now, I think the intention on the front end was to do to Paula exactly what she accomplished, which was try to exert a lot of pressure and give her a lot of pain. But I got a question for you, Tommy. Have you ever said something stupid in the past that you wish you could take back?
You're talking about the last 5 minutes?
Well, you know, and me too, and not only you and me, but everybody listening has all those wince moments where you kind of cringe and go, I can't believe I said that, or worse, I said it and I meant it even. And I think the challenge for Paula was she got some bad advice on the front end, because when that first the first claim came up in the news, she was all teary-eyed saying, I'm sorry, I'm a horrible person, blah, 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 blah. That wasn't honest. What she should have said was, like you, I've said dumb things in my past because I'm a human being, and you know what? I regret some of them, and I can't take them back, and I want to move forward and live my life. And you know what? She should today hold her head up high and not worry about trying to re-litigate the case. She's got a lot of fans out there, Tommy. There are a lot of people who still respect her and who love her counsel and who follow her recipes. So I say, you know what? What's past is past. She needs to live in the present now, and I think Paula should go out, talk to her clients, talk to her fans, do her job, and if anybody asks her about it, she says, you know what, forgive me. Let's not throw stones. Let's move on, and you know what? It's over.
I hope so. I hope so. Speaking of things being over, Anthony Weiner is having a hard time generating support for his campaign, so he's having to pay rent-a-crowds, supporters for the events. Actors are showing up. The gung-ho crowds are getting paid $15 an hour, according to the story that's posted at DougStephan.com today. Little Mr. Weiner has a... There's a poem there, isn't there? Little Mr. Weiner has a... Okay, let's save that for later, seeing as we have run ourselves out of time. Good conversation, information, if I do say so myself, in this hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.